Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's Walden Johnson in a radio program at 7:15. Handsome and highly regarded and well thought of in all portals of the community. Giving you the best ideas we have.
You guys are such fun-loving folk. Who could ever hold anything against you?
This is a show for the fun-loving. Fuddy-duddies need not apply.
It's for the fun-loving, by the fun-loving. That's crucial.
Oh, I'm not so sure that is totally true, but it is for the fun-loving.
I'm certainly fun-loving.
I can tell you that.
Well, sure. I'm as fun-loving as they come, just asking anybody.
Fun's, tell them, Radar.
Fun's the best thing to have.
God, you better tell them I'm fun-loving. I'll kick your ass.
Did you two go on a date this weekend?
Huh? What? Didn't say hide nor hair of him. That's just the way I like it.
Hide nor hair. That's an interesting turn of phrase,
yeah. Isn't it funny he should put it that way?
Hide nor hair. All right, I was just sitting here looking around, and I was thinking, I don't really have a joke,
so I'm
just going to the old standby sheet here. What's the difference between parsley and... guess that one won't work, huh?
That one is too easy.
Yeah, I don't think we can say that word.
Right. There's something you can't say?
Oh, yeah. There's still plenty of things you can't say. Now, people say it. They're being bad when they do it. They're not supposed to say it.
But this is not like Shaq throwing a punch. You ain't supposed to. Sometime it happened. No.
I'm not one to break the rules. Rules were made to keep people in line.
There's a reason that rule was made, and even if you don't understand the reason, understand somebody does.
Shut up and obey the rules.
There
That's what
go.
I always say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are all pretty lame.
Well.
But it's Monday morning.
Perfect.
What are you
going to
do, huh? Mm. How do they separate the men from the boys in the French Quarter? Yeah, you guys know that one, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Crowbar.
A lot of times they don't.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is fine.
What's the difference between a penis and a bonus? You guys know that one. Yeah, that one's pretty old.
So you got nothing?
What if we told the original? What do you get when you cross a rooster and a jar of peanut butter?
Nah, we probably shouldn't tell that one either.
There's a reason that one didn't get repeated a lot. Remember all the trouble we started then? My God, you would have thought we told a joke about the Pope or something.
Yeah, what do you get when you cross an owl and a rooster? These are all very old, but people still send them to you every day.
Well, that and on Chicken Joke Friday, which we're famous for. We're still famous for something from, you know, a long time ago. Chicken Joke Friday finally had to end because... That's the only ones that people would start telling.
It may be time to end the joke du jour. I don't know. We're actually thinking about it.
What?
We're actually... I mean, there are no jokes left.
Well, you know, I believe we should do it until we give away the $2 million. That's what I think. Because we promised people $2 million for so long, I would feel bad if we just
Do you think
stopped.
We should end it with the $2 million, perhaps?
Yeah, we can't control when the $2 million is given away. You know,
well, let's say when we give it away, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it will be. It'll be the end of a lot of things.
This particular job, but you know, there's always another job.
Not if they found out you just gave away $2 million of the station's money.
Yeah, you got that right, I guess.
People probably have a tendency not to hire people that give away all that money. But I'm sure this company would live up to the obligation and step up proudly and say, congratulations to that listener.
All right, how about this one? Why do most women pay way more attention to their appearance than they do improving their minds?
Why do women pay more attention to their appearance than improving their minds?
Because most men are stupid, but very few are blind.
Amen!
Let's go with that.
Okay.
Yeah, baby. How do you choke on a pretzel? I mean, isn't a pretzel... They said it was about the size of a quarter. That means it was a round pretzel. Doesn't a pretzel have a... there's a hole in it?
Yeah, well, what happens is you chew it. You bite it into pieces. Now, there's two different things could have happened. He could have inhaled briskly with fragments of pretzel still in his mouth.
You think it was the whole chunk of pretzel, or was it chewed pretzel batter?
Well, that's the different thing. That's the two differences I was about to explain.
Yeah.
You could inhale a fragment into your lung.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, even a small foreign object into your lung can cause you great discomfort.
Yeah, like a crumb even.
A little crumb or a little drop of water that you happen to... you know, it's not belonging in there.
Remember the time Radar choked on that pork chop from Silky O'Sullivan?
Oh, man, yeah.
Oh, I thought he was going to go on us.
I thought he had the whole bone down in there. It was just a little hunk of flesh.
I thought Jay was going to perform the Heimlich maneuver there for just a while.
You got to watch Jay about that.
He'll move in on you.
Oh, yeah. One guy was just sneezing and he started doing it.
He's dying to perform that on somebody. I know that.